AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. As protesters took to the streets of Baltimore again tonight to protest the mysterious death of a black man in police custody, a local bishop held a vigil for 25-year-old Freddie Gray.
When the cameras are gone,
yes, sir,
and others want to return to business as usual, we will be here to work with you to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable.
After scuffling with police late today, protesters staged tonight what could be called a stare-in at police headquarters. Michael Brown's parents have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri. The black 18-year-old was shot to death last summer by a white police officer. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who says it's about time that a black woman served as attorney general, as Loretta Lynch will do, talked about women's rights at a Women in the World Summit in New York tonight. Clinton made a veiled reference to Republican rivals when she said women's rights must be respected by those who wish to hold positions of leadership.
There are those who offer themselves as leaders who take a very different view, who offer themselves as leaders who see nothing wrong with denying women equal pay, who offer themselves as leaders who would defund the country's leading provider of family planning.
AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports Clinton has been called to appear before a House panel.
The chairman of the House Select Committee on Benghazi, Trey Gowdy, says he's asked Clinton to appear twice in public, once the week of May the 18th and then sometime in June. The first appearance would focus on the former Secretary of State's use of private emails, the second on the attacks in Benghazi that killed four Americans. Gowdy says two appearances are needed because the committee needs to ensure it has all the facts before questioning Clinton about what happened in Benghazi.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama is taking responsibility for CIA drone strikes in January that killed two Al-Qaeda hostages, as well as a pair of Americans working for the terror group.
The president says U.S. intelligence didn't know the captive aid workers, one American, one Italian, were there when a compound near the Afghan border was hit in January.
In the fog of war generally, and our fight against terrorists specifically, mistakes, sometimes deadly mistakes, can occur.
But then it also didn't realize Al-Qaeda leader Ahmed Farouk was there. He died too, as did another American, Adam Gadon, in another strike. Officials here defend drone strikes as needed and carefully planned, but Obama says lessons will be learned from this tragic error. Mark Smith at the White House.
The president welcomed the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots to the White House today. The owner said, "It never gets old going to the big house." Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.